Okay, I'm sure you've come to the same conclusion. An absolutely amazing voice, and that ballad kind of quality. And I think he's kind of niching himself around that. Can I introduce you to Fakhri Isaacs? I'm sure you feel exactly how I said I felt about this man and his voice all morning. Welcome. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
Well, you've been around for a long time, 35 years in total. I was doing a show on a Sunday night, and it was all the old stuff, and you were hanging out there on social media as well, and you were doing sing-alongs there. You were in your little studio at home, and you were singing along, and competing with me when I was at another radio station. I was like, I can't beat this guy. This dude is really, really good. I'm glad you found your wings. I get the sense you're flying.
Absolutely. About a year ago, I started on a journey where I finally decided to become a full-time artist. So it's been a tough journey.
Welcome to the world of poverty.
It's been amazing.
Yeah, no, just stay positive. Stay absolutely positive. But you've had this talent for all of your life. What brought you to that moment?
COVID. Sort of, you know, you have your own business and things are going good and you think you're okay, you know, and then sort of COVID just gave everybody a reality check. Me,
soulful voice, but you weren't relying on music.
I've always done music. I mean,
saying it was a year ago that you decided to go full time.
Yeah.
So you had another job prior to that.
I had a construction business prior to that. And before that, I worked at, in a bank for 10 years.
Okay. So what happened to the construction business during COVID?
Okay, so basically COVID hit the first couple of months. We all thought lockdown was going to be like a couple of weeks or months. Ended up being 2.5 years. Yeah. And lost all my staff because I didn't have work for them. And sort of when everything got sort of back to normal, I needed to start doing work again. And I didn't have staff. I had to like sort of get some of my old guys, you know, they had to take leave from the new employees to come and help me out. Okay. And I just felt it wasn't worth, rebuilding a company that I'd built over the like 9 years. And then, I thought to myself, you know what? I've always had this passion for music. It's always been there. I make good money from it when I do perform. Why not do it as a career? And that's a crazy thought 35 years later. And yeah. Anyways, and I did it.
So this past year, since that decision, how does it differ from the previous years in the entertainment business?
So I get the opportunity now to sort of immerse myself completely into music. I sort of, people see a different side of me. Look, normally you'd come to a show, you'd see Fakhri Isaacs performing there, you know, and that's it. And he goes home. But like now I'm all over social media. It's in your face and people is like, wow, why now? Where's this all coming from? I've got the time to do this now because it's a job now. It's like, and the beauty of it is the saying goes like, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And I'm living that. I'm every single day, you know, we're hustling hard, but it doesn't feel like that. It feels like, It's a lot of fun.
And your persona, I mean, when you're in the wings of that particular stage, it was rather unassuming. It was, it's not as if it was like, he's like, no.
No. It's not that. It's like, you know, I've taken people on a journey with me.
You're still there, the same kind of gentle giant.
You have to be. I mean, like, I'm not going to change myself or anything about me, you know, because as soon as I do that, it's not real. It's not me. It's that's someone else. You know, this is, and I think that's why sort of people sort of latched on to what I'm doing is because I just came out and said, listen, this is me. I've always been here. You've just never noticed, you know?
Yeah. No, you have been indeed. Just tell us what is your favorite genre? Because I've heard you sing a couple of things.
Yeah. So we're talking about soul music, and ballads, power ballads. Okay. That, you know, definitely
your all time greatest performer, singer,
Luther Vandross.
And I was listening to you the other day, long before I knew you were going to come here, and somebody was playing a cover. Somebody was saying, listen to this. And I said, no, that's him. He's an absolute genius. We were talking about Fakhri Isaacs. You were doing a Luther song. Is it Evergreen? Was it Evergreen?
Evergreen, yeah. Could be.
You're going to do that a little later, are you?
No, I'm going to do... So there's this one song that I absolutely love. I've always loved the song. And, the original artist, who is someone that I've learned such a lot from, the stage presence and what he does. He did like little things on stage, but it sort of attracts you to the performance. And I've learned a lot from watching him perform. And there's this particular song that I'm going to do. I absolutely loved it.
Who is he? You're holding us now. Yeah.
Mr. Tom Jones, the legendary Tom Jones. Okay. So, you know, he wasn't about big dancing and that. You know, he did like little gestures with his hand, but it was so powerful.
Yeah. So you can't do it. This is radio. Right? We're just going to hear your voice. Yeah,
absolutely.
Was it my Delilah or what?
No. It's Never Gonna Fall in Love Again.
Oh, of course.
Okay. I don't know why, but people sort of just absolutely love my version of it.
I know that too. Somebody says Fakhri is an amazing artist. I've seen him at Table 13 in OBS. Stay so humble, respect. I think that is one of his endearing qualities. Absolutely. There's a lot of talent, and I think of Noor Abrams as one of the great voices that Cape Town has produced. How do you view the other talent in Cape Town?
So a lot of people think that, you know, that this industry is about competition, and I'm competing against you. I'm not competing against anybody. I'm here to offer what I've got to offer. I believe everybody is unique in his own way. I mean, we can sing the same song, 10 artists, and every one of them will sound different.
Bring their own quality to it.
You know, and that's it. I'm just here to do me.
Well, I think the question wasn't about competitive. How is it possible that we have a city with such abundant talent?
I'm saying, like, with all the amazing artists out there, it's like people sort of think that, you know, people are, I'm here
that
to compete.
That is competitive.
I'm not.
And people do that. And it shouldn't be like that. Look at the individual quality.
Absolutely. I absolutely love all the artists and what they bring. And, you know, and I have the opportunity to work with many of them over the years. And I look forward to working with many of them in the years to come.
Yeah, I think you've got a great voice that is up there with some of the best. And I'm thinking Leslie Clainsmith is another such huge voice that we've had in this particular city. Another message in it reads, lovely to hear such beautiful music, really melodic. Let me get this pronunciation right. Otherwise, I get clubbed again. Pronunciation. Get that right, Clarence. Powerful music. Blessings. May your guest go from success to success. That is Sue in Darling that has discovered Fakhri Isaacs.
Thank you, Sue.
Is there like a collaboration that you would like to do in your lifetime?
Wow. Local? International?
Maki Saki.
Obviously, it would have been the late Luther Vandross. That's impossible now. Next, I would probably say...
Listen, it's difficult to do that, man. Eh? And you do it so well. But now you're going to do Tom Jones. I like him too. Okay. Can we get both? No, we don't have enough time. Okay.
If there was one artist I would love to work with, it would probably be not an artist, but a producer.
Okay.
Why am I blank?
It's okay. Let's go. Fakhri is an amazing artist. I've seen him at Table 13. Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's the one.
When that man performs an Ashid, our spirits are lifted. There's a voice note in as well. I don't know if we're going to get to that particular one. But I wanted to know where you are performing. I know there's a big gig coming up before we go to the song. Tell us about the big gig, the Love Song Collection.
The 4th of March. The 4th of March at the Castle of Good Hope. Look, I put this production together and I thought to myself, how do you have a show which I want to call the Ultimate Love Song Collection and not have it at the most iconic building in the city, you know, and the Castle of Good Hope is the place to be. So we're going to have myself, Karen Cook here. We're going to have Annie, Andrew Fortein, Nazneen Lehman, and Don Vino Prince on one stage for one night only with my version of the Ultimate Love Song Collection.
So I think that's fresh, something you would need to consider. Saturday, March the 4th at 8 p.m. at the Castle of Good Hope, and tickets 200 to 250 Rand are available from where?
It's available from, you can email info@fakhriisaacs.com or contact 076-866-9767. If that's too much information, just head over to any of my social media platforms. The poster's up there with all the details you need to purchase your ticket.
Fakhri, spelled F-A-G-R-I-E. Let's take a listen to a voice note.
Hi, Clarence, to Fakhri, as you say. His saying goes, you don't do things in competition, you do things in collaboration. And that's unique about it,